Seekers, are you ready to go on an adventure? Alf.
Yeah.
Gamma.
Yeah.
Betty.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go!
Let's ride a rocket through the galaxy, or travel back and forth through time, down underwater, or deep into the jungle. We just don't know what we might find. We're on a winning streak, cause we're seekers, three are speakers, like never before.
Time to explore.
So open your door, count to four, let out a roar like a dinosaur.
With giant claws.
Here we go.
So if Z approaches infinity when M is less than four, then... Oh, wait, no. That can't be right.
Oh, you finished yet, Betty?
Not yet, Alf. This is a very complicated equation, and I need to concentrate. Alf!
Sorry, Betty. I'm just bored. I've loaded three rounds of laundry, and there's washing powder between my toes, and it's really itchy.
I'm bored too, but you have to be patient. Once we've finished everything we need to do, then we can have fun.
Oh, but we've been inside all day. You've been working and Gamma's been tidying and I've been doing chores and I want to go out.
Phew. I've cleaned all the ceilings, scrubbed the inside of the toaster and even found this squashed mystery food under the sofa.
Oh, let me have a look. Smells good. Ooh, spicy with a hint of walnut.
Delicious.
There's nothing like a spring clean to make you feel ready for a new season. Goodbye, winter. Hello, spring.
My favourite season, apart from oregano.
I love cleaning, but I'm ready for some fresh spring air. The sun is finally shining.
Oh, that's it. I'm giving up. I can't do complicated astrophysics with all this chatter. Hey, computer. What can you tell us about spring?
There's loads of trees, there's loads of blossom, bees taking honey from flowers.
Sunny, butterflies, daffodils.
So idyllic.
Spring is such a beautiful time of year.
Alf, Betty, Gamma, how are you?
My head hurts, Doctor Doctor.
Oh, I have itchy feet, metaphorically and literally.
And I've been cleaning for 7 hours straight.
Oh dear. Sounds like you've all been a bit cooped up. It's been a long winter. Well, good news. I've had a call from the local community allotment.
Computer, what exactly is a community allotment?
A place where you grow things, make things, find materials and plant trees.
That's right. Plus, the community allotment is specifically looked after by a group of people who live locally. And they've called saying that one of the trees on the allotment is behaving very strangely.
A tree behaving strangely? How odd.
Exactly. I need you to head down there and see what might be causing the unusual behaviour.
Of course, Doctor Doctor.
Plus, I've just finished cleaning up your bike so you can cycle there.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Good luck, Seekers.
We're free!
Race you down there.
Let's remember to wear our helmets.
Computer, count us down.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Woohoo! It's a bumpy ride!
Sharp corner!
Eat my dust out!
Watch this, guys!
Made it!
Wow! A three-way draw! What are the chances?
Oh, well, I certainly wouldn't have predicted it.
A tie is still a win. I'll take that.
Wow, look at this beautiful community allotment.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's loads of patches of plants and vegetables growing and a little woodland area too.
Computer, what else is there at the allotment?
Trees, grass, veg, foxes, badgers, birds, mouses, chickens and owls,
hedgehogs, other pretty flowers,
tractor, soil.
So much wildlife. All on our doorstep!
Oh, it feels so good to be out in the wild.
I agree. This is much better than equations.
It's so peaceful here, but why does it feel like something's off?
It's probably that strange sound. It doesn't sound like anything I've heard before.
Ah!
We should probably investigate.
Okay.
Look at that magnificent hawthorn tree with its beautiful gnarled branches and new green spring leaves.
It's not just magnificent, it's noisy. Computer, what's the tree doing?
Playing music, dancing.
That's right. The tree is making sounds, like it's playing music.
And dancing. It's flailing its branches and wiggling its trunk.
Well, I've never seen anything like it.
Oi, you're standing on my roots.
Oh, sorry.
Now, if you don't mind...
Computer, what is this tree called?
Gerald.
Gerald? Oh. Gerald, why are you making those musical noises and dancing?
Well, maybe you should ask yourself the same thing. Why are you making those little noises and moving about?
Well, I'm just talking and walking.
Yeah, well, me too. Sort of. I am trying to communicate.
Fascinating. But Gerald, is this how you usually communicate? It's only that we're more used to silent, still trees.
If you must know, this is the first time I've tried this method. You see, us trees have a very special way of interacting with each other.
Oh, I didn't know trees interacted at all. I thought you just hung out by yourselves.
How wrong you are! I am the mother tree, and there's a wood-wide web beneath my trunk, connecting all the trees and fungi in this patch of land.
A wood-wide web? That's incredible!
Yes, our secret underground message system. A rooty, fungal, food-sharing, whispering web, all going on beneath the soil.
It's the mycorrhizal network that you can't see. A fungus and a tree working in harmony. Both trading goods beneath our feet. Sugar for water, that's community.
Deep underground where the roots all weave. Threads of life beneath the leaves. Fungi carry what you send. Mycorrhizal links that never end.
It's the mycorrhizal network, what you can't see. A fungus and a tree working in harmony. Both trading goods beneath our feet. Sugar for water, that's community.
Mycorrhizal links?
Yes, mycorrhizal links are like my underground internet. I send food and messages through my roots. And these roots are connected to lots of other trees and fungi.
Wait, so the trees here are all connected? What kind of things do you say to each other?
They need water to grow. Why do we have so many leaves?
Swim the institute's troll. Why do we have lots of trees?
What else do they say to each other?
Oh, all sorts.
I got two buddies. I'm so happy. Even if I'm sick, I'm still going to school.
Berries.
The trees are sick. They change colour in autumn. I'm poorly. I need some medicine.
Through tiny threads, the news flows fast. Like a drought is coming or a storm won't last. You send out food, you warn and you guide. A network strong, spreading far and wide.
It's the mycorrhizal network. Trading goods beneath our feet. Sugar for water, that's community.
Woo! Yeah! So cool! Wow! I never knew trees were linked like that at all.
We are. I am connected to all the trees in this woodland and some beyond. And I am the oldest and strongest tree around these parts.
How old are you, Gerald?
Well, I can't say for sure. You humans count years in numbers, but I count them in rings. So I lost track after 100 or so.
Oh, well, you're looking pretty fresh for a tree that's been around for over a century.
You're too kind. But I don't have time for flattery. As the oldest and strongest mother tree, it's my job to look after the younger, more vulnerable trees. And there's a sick sapling on the other side of the allotment.
Oh, no! A sick baby tree!
I heard about its distress and was about to send it extra nutrients through the mycorrhizal network when suddenly the network failed.
What? How?
I don't know. Somewhere between me and the sapling, the network has been disrupted. Something is blocking it, and I can't send it the nutrients it needs.
So the sapling's at risk?
It is. That's why I've been making music and dancing. With the mycorrhizal network out of action, I had to try a different method of communication, but it didn't work.
Oh, but it did, Gerald. It brought us to you.
Yeah, and we can go and see what the blockage is.
Really?
Don't worry, Gerald. We'll reconnect your web.
Oh, thank you. But please, go quick. The blockage will look like some kind of disturbance in the soil.
Soil disturbance. Got it.
Good luck, you lot.
Let's walk to the other side of the allotment, towards the sapling, and see if we can see any disturbances along the way.
Onwards!
Could that be? No.
This all looks normal to me.
Aha!
What is it, Alf? Have you found the disturbance?
That bird is staring at me.
Okay.
It hasn't broken eye contact with me for at least a minute. It's staring into my soul!
What's that got to do with the disturbance?
Well, I'm finding it very disturbing.
Alf, we need to find a disturbance in the soil on the ground, not something you find disturbing.
Okay. As you were. Except you, little birdie.
Wait! I think I see something!
Oh, yeah! The soil is all kicked up.
Computer, what's happened to the soil here?
Someone take some of it, make plant pot, put seed in it.
That's right. It looks like someone has dug up the ground here to plant some seeds.
So someone planting seeds has messed up the mushroomy network thingy.
Yeah, they must have dug too deep. This is almost a trench.
What a pickle. Computer, we need to restore the soil to how it was in order to help the trees. What should we do?
Somebody clean it up. Vacuum cleaner.
Of course. As it just so happens, I have the Seed Vacuum 5000 right here. Let's use it to suck up the seeds that have been planted, and then clean up the soil so it's back to how it was before.
And then we can find a new place to plant the seeds, away from the network.
Okay, let's switch this thing on. Gammo, set the controls to seed sucker mode.
Sure thing, Al.
Amazing. The vacuum is gently sucking up all the seeds.
Oh, so gentle.
And now, let's put the soil back neatly.
Ah, okay. Fill the gap. And I'll go give these seeds to one of the people here at the community allotment so they can plant them in a vegetable patch away from the woodland.
Brilliant.
Look, I think the patch has been restored to how it was before.
Woohoo! We're reconnected! Thank you! You saved the sapling!
Yes, yay! We did it! Oh, you're welcome, Gerald.
Well, that sounds like a success.
Hi, Dr. Doctor.
We did it! We helped solve the tree's problem by rebuilding the mycorrhizal network.
Wow, impressive stuff.
Dr. Doctor, why are you holding a casserole dish?
I brought it to share with the other people who use the allotment. There's a communal meal tonight. Everyone is bringing a dish.
A communal meal? We'll be just like the trees.
We will.
Sharing with our community.
You're right, Gammo. Just like the trees share resources through their roots, the people here cooperate by sharing food, tools, and stories to help each other grow.
So, it's all about cooperation and community, whether you're a human or a tree.
Yes, Alf. I think it is.
Well, I can't wait to cooperate by having a little spoonful of whatever is in that dish.
Alf.
Let's go eat.
Cauliflower. Thanks for joining us at the Community Allotment. This audio adventure was brought to you by The Wardrobe Ensemble and Norwest Media Centre.
This episode was co-created with Our Computer, the children from the community allotment at
We Are More!
And thanks to our brilliant mother tree,
Alex Wallacott.
To hear more Seekers, songs, stories and activities, please visit our website, theseekers.co.uk. And if you have any ideas for future episodes, send us an email at seekerspodcast@gmail.com. If you've enjoyed the adventure, please like, review and subscribe on your chosen podcast platform and consider supporting us on Patreon.
Take care of yourselves, stay curious and see you next time on
the community allotment. Bye!